It's good to be back home. I've been away for a while, but it's nice to be back home. I pray that the Lord has been with us and he's blessed us. But I stand in need of your prayers this morning. I'd like for you to turn with me to Psalm 117. Psalm 117. I've got a little note in my Bible that says this is the shortest chapter in the Bible. It's just two verses. Psalm 117, just two little verses. What could we get out of two little verses? Well, let's read it. Psalm 117, oh, praise the Lord. Starting off real good. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Two little verses. But in those two little verses, there's so much. The start and the finish of it is praise ye the Lord. And I'm thankful this morning that that's what we were trying to do. And thank you so much for singing the way that you did and selecting the songs that we have so we can send, render praise unto him. Because he's worthy, is he not?
Amen.
Amen. He is worthy to be praised. But this psalm says, praise ye the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Is everybody on this planet going to praise God? No. But we know that. But is every one of God's children going to praise his name? Should. Should. All the time. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go around belting out Amazing Grace everywhere you go. But you can in here. You can carry a song in your heart. And you can be praising God no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. But are we? In our service to the Lord, are we trying to do what we can? Are we trying to be that good servant? Serving him, waiting on the Lord. You know, that's the thing about when it says waiting on the Lord. That's not just sitting at a bus stop waiting for something to happen. It's actively waiting. You know, when you go to a restaurant, you want your waiter or waitress, you want them to be actively serving. You want them to tend to your needs while you're there. You don't want them sitting over in the corner not doing anything. That's the Lord would have us to wait on him, serve him with gladness. Because, remember it says in verse 2, for his merciful kindness. Aren't you thankful for the mercies of God?
Amen.
If you're not, change your heart. Do some self-searching. Examine yourself. We need to remember the merciful kindness of God. Because doesn't he daily loadeth us with benefits? Daily loadeth us with benefits. So he said, for his merciful kindness is great towards us. Amen. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Do you believe that? Do you believe the truth of the Lord endureth forever? That's one thing I take so much great comfort in, knowing that maybe this world is going crazy. It's been going crazy ever since it became into being, ever since sin entered into the world, right? It's been going downhill ever since. But thanks be to God, we serve the God that has overcome the world. He's overcome it. And he doesn't change. So the same God that has led my grandparents and my parents and me thus far is going to be there for my children and my children's children. So as long as this world remains,
amen,
the Lord will be the same. So his truth, what he has promised, we already heard Brother Jim pray that his never leave us nor forsake us. Brethren, that is a promise that I hold dear, that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. You know, when Christ was on the cross, he had to endure something that we'll never have to endure. Separation from God. When Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He had to. The Lord himself had to withdraw his presence. But he's promised to never do that to us. Brethren, because of that promise, just that promise alone, we have enough to praise him every day. So again, as we started, oh, praise ye the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Let us try to be better at praising, because we have a God that doesn't change. We have a merciful God. We have a great heavenly Father. And don't you remember that Lord told us that he is the good shepherd? Isn't he the good shepherd? He's the good shepherd, the great physician. He has all power both in heaven and in earth. This sounds like a great God. Well, he is. He is. So let us try to praise him the best we can. And using our heart, our mind, and our soul, and trying to pour into his service and be the best we possibly can. The more praise that we're rendering, the more thankfulness we have in our heart for our great Father, the better we can do of praising him and serving him better each and every day. May the Lord bless you.